connected with you tonight, and I want you to buckle in and let us prepare to dive into a deeper level of intercession and impartation. As we are coming into a new month, we are setting a precedence for the remainder of this year. We are looking for God to do some tremendous things. That is our expectation. That is our anticipation. Whatever we ask of the Lord, I believe it comes unto us. So I want you to render unto this time your attention. I want you to render unto this time your comprehension. And I want you to render unto this time your concentration for what it is that God has given me to share with you for the month of September during our prophetic prayer partnership is going to play an intricate role in the remainder of not only this year, but the remainder of your days. I believe that ultimately God wants us cognizant and conscious of many of the things that we so often take for granted, and so often we are haphazard and nonchalant concerning. One of those things, one of those main factors in life that we ought to be paying very close attention to more consciously, more often, is our words. Tonight, I want to give you a level of impartation that I believe is going to break open a box of treasures for you as you understand the sacredness of words. That's the impartation for the month of September. This revelation, if it is received, this revelation, if it is comprehended, this revelation, once it is accepted into your heart and into your understanding, will absolutely change the trajectory of your life. Your life as you know it will shift and never be the same once you understand the sacredness of words. Words are not just given to us to say or to use loosely, or to use and to say unguarded, to use and to say without intentionality. We have ended up in many junctures, whether we realize it or not, we have ended up eating the fruit of our words. I know we like to believe that when we send words, I didn't mean to say it. I lost control of my words. It escaped me. But what ends up happening is our words begin to chart a course in our life. Our words begin to set a precedence in our life. It sets the tone. It sets the ambience. It sets the atmosphere. It even begins to set the mood for your life. And I want you to understand that it is in this hour that we are regaining an opportunity to use our words wisely. Use your words wisely. Not only use them wisely, but choose them wisely. I'm not only using my words wisely in this next season, but I am choosing my words wisely. Meaning, I'm not just going to speak at random, I'm not just going to answer in reaction. I'm not just going to allow myself to be triggered into spewing words loosely out of my mouth. But if I need to take the time that is necessary, I will to consider my words and to consider whether or not I can live in the reality of my words. Your words will begin to produce your reality. I want you to say that with me. Say that with me tonight. My words produce my reality. Come on, let's begin to declare that even now. My words produce my reality. I am living in the reality that I said with my words. I was emotional. I was frustrated, and I said things out of my frustration. And I'm going to tell you from personal experience, I'm going to tell you from personal experience, just using words, not understanding the sacredness of words, not really being conscious of my moment, my anointing, my gift, my grace that God has given over my life, not being conscious of those things. I have used my words without thought. And I began to live in the reality of my words until I had to realize this is exactly what I spoke. I said I was fatigued. I said I was tired. I said I was tired of moving. I said I was tired of traveling. I said I was tired of going. And guess what? Doors began to shut. Invitations were no longer there. And I had to watch this. I had to eat the bitterness of the fruit that my words produced. And it wasn't until I started shifting my words and repenting for the recklessness of my words. It wasn't until I began to go back to God and retract and recant my statements that I made in the atmosphere. Because God has given us unique ability to speak, to speak. And what you say out of your mouth carries a sacredness. It carries a sacredness. Well, Bishop, you don't understand how I feel. You don't understand what I go through from time to time. Everything that you go through from time to time is understandable. Everything you say out of your mouth is understandable. Everything that you think in your mind is understandable. But you have to be able to accept that what you say, what you think, what you allow yourself to purport, what you allow yourself to project is the thing you will end up living in. Your words are powerful. I want you to declare that with me right now. My words are powerful. I know you don't think that they matter, but I'm telling you, if you were to really look over your life and do an introspective, amen, look and really just scan your life and comb through the corridors of time as it pertains to your life, a lot of the things you have spoken concerning yourself, concerning your situation, concerning your outcomes, concerning your circumstances, a lot of those things became the fruit you consumed. We spoke it and it began to manifest. We spoke it and it began to happen. We spoke it and things began to take shape and to take form. Sisters and brothers, your words matter. And so we have to turn our mind to the sacredness of words. The sacredness of words. I want to show you in the Word of the Lord. If you are already familiar, I want to remind you of what the Word of God says at Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Please hear me. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. If you are using your mouth, if you are using your words, if you are projecting your words are going to produce the fruit that you consume in life. Don't allow your words to trip up your life. Don't allow the frustrations of a current moment to force you into a space where you are using words that will trip up your life. You can recover. You need to start speaking words that will affirm and confirm your recovery. You can get up from where you are. You can recover. Shifting your language can shift your posture. Shifting your language can shift your positioning. Shifting your language can change your atmosphere, your ambiance. Shifting your language, because why does this happen? It's not making you're not magical. You're not mystical. You're not a warlock. You're not a witch. But our words begin to activate heaven. Oh my God, I need you to hear me. Our words begin to activate heaven. Heaven begins to move at the proclamation of the believer. When the believer speaks, heaven responds. Daniel prayed and heaven became activated. Oh my God. I hope y'all hear me. Daniel began to pray and speak and declare and decree and proclaim, and heaven became activated. And warfare was unleashed against the answer that was coming down to Daniel. And the scripture says that after the 21st day, when the angel of the Lord showed up in the room where Daniel was, he said, "Daniel, you can rise from prayer." Why? Because God heard you the first day. When you speak, when you open your mouth, heaven, the atmosphere, the stratosphere, the heavens begin to move. Movement begins to happen in the heavens. That's why the enemy keeps us so confused and so beat down and so contorted, because the enemy wants to arrest our language. He knows that he doesn't have the power to destroy you. Did you hear what I just said? He knows that he doesn't have the power to destroy you. He knows that if he can get you, that's why Job's wife said to Job, she said, "Curse God and die. Curse God and die." Are y'all listening to me? Job would have missed his opportunity to recover had he adhered to the frustration of his moment. But Job said, "I won't do it, though he slay me." Look at the words. "Though he slay me, though I've been afflicted, I'm going to trust him, for I know in my flesh I shall see God." He's not saying after I die, I shall see God. He says in my flesh, which means God is going to move for me while I'm yet alive. Job says, "In my flesh I shall see God." You're not going to twist me. You're not going to contort me. You're not going to convince me to speak against the life God told me I can have. I will see God while I'm alive. I'm not going to die to see him. I'm not going to have to die to see him. I'm going to see him while I'm living. He said, "In my flesh I shall see God." Job is saying this while his body is sick and ailing. Job is saying this while his body, his health is failing, and he himself is dying. And Job says, "In my flesh." Job said, "I shall not die." No, in my flesh, I'm going to see God. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know he's going to move for me. This is the power of intercession, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to have to monitor your words. Don't be the type of person that says one thing in prayer, says one thing in the presence of the Lord, and then leave the presence of the Lord and speak the opposite of what you said while you were in prayer. Be consistent with your words. Stand by what you're saying. Stand by it. Because your life, your words will produce the fruit that will be consumed in your life. You must be careful. You must be cautious as to what you allow to come out of your mouth. Don't even allow it to slip out. Don't even allow it to slip out. Watch your words. Monitor what you say. No slip-ups, no slip-out. And if you feel yourself going to a particular place, step back, mute yourself, become tight-lipped. Praise God. They used to tell us in school, those teachers would tell us when we got too talkative in the classroom, they would tell us, "Zip that lip." They would make us take a invisible zipper and go across. I mean, anybody remember that? They would make us take a zipper and go across. Zip that lip. Be quiet. Sometimes you have to quiet yourself. Sometimes you got to come away from the conversation. Sometimes you have to come away from the exchange, because the enemy wants you to say the wrong word. The enemy wants you to speak the wrong thing. I'm speaking health. I'm speaking deliverance. I'm speaking peace. I'm speaking joy. I'm speaking life. I'm speaking recovery. I'm speaking restoration. I'm speaking a refreshing. I'm speaking rejuvenation. I'm speaking to my future. I'm speaking to what I shall see. I'm speaking to the reality that I shall live. Is this helping somebody tonight? Is this ministering to somebody tonight? Because I want every last one of you to know there are about 115 of us connected to this call tonight by way of the Zoom and the conference line. And I want you to know that God has put me on a prophetic mandate to instruct you to pay more attention and to be more cautious and to treat your words sacred. I want everybody under the sound of my voice, whether you're on the Zoom platform or whether you're on the conference line, begin to say this with me. My words are sacred. My words are sacred. My words are sacred. Don't allow anything to just come out of your mouth. Well, Bishop, it looks like my situation is decrepit. It looks like it's falling apart. It looks like the bottom is falling out underneath me. My words are sacred. My words are sacred. I have the power with God that if I begin to speak to that which is dissolute, that which is decrepit, that which seemingly is deteriorating, I have the power with God that if I speak to it, there was a famine going on, literally a famine going on. And Elijah says, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? 3.5 years it had not rained. 3.5 years the heavens would not open to precipitation. And all of a sudden, Elijah says, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. My God. And the scripture says there was a great rain. Said the skies grew black because a man began to prophesy and say out of his mouth. A man treated his words sacred. A man treated his words sacredly with the utmost care and respect. Sisters and brothers, we have been reckless. We have been loose. We have been saying any and everything. I'm broke. I don't have. My life is falling apart. Nobody loves me. Everything is going down. I'm not going to get the job. I'm not going to get this. It's not going to happen for me. Just my luck. Come on. Look at the words we have said out of our mouths. Look at what we have spewed out. Look at what we have allowed to come out of our mouths. And then we wonder why things have not turned. We wonder why things have not begun to heal. We wonder why we haven't walked in the promises of God. You're not walking in it. You haven't spoken it. You haven't said it. Ain't no need in me going because I know I'm a fail anyway. I know this is a waste of my time. I know this is too good to be true. This ain't gonna happen for me. It don't happen for people like me. It don't happen for people in my community. It don't happen for people in my family. I tell you, my family, we just got a curse over us. It looks like everybody in the family. You gotta switch that around. Do I have anybody connected to this call tonight that has made up in their mind they about to switch it around? You about to change it up. You're about to shift what you say. You're about to alter what you say out of your mouth. Who is God talking to tonight? Who is God ministering to tonight? I'm altering this. I'm changing this up. I've been sitting here in misery, and the misery has not been created by anything external. The misery has been created by me and what I have allowed to come out of my mouth. I keep speaking my sickness, so I keep living in the sickness I'm speaking. I keep making the choices that propel and perpetuate, rather, it perpetuates my sickness because I keep saying it. I'm living from check to check. Nothing I have is barely enough because I keep saying it. And then we try to get to worship and we try to come on these prayer calls, and you're depending upon the person who's leading the prayer call to say the things for your life. When it's your life, you should be saying it. You say it. You say it out of your mouth. These words are sacred. These words are powerful. I'm going to eat. I'm going to consume what I'm saying. Don't forget that scripture in Proverbs 18 that I gave you. And then I want to give you this, and then we're going to pray. I want to give you James chapter number 1, verses 19 and 20. I want you to hear this. It says, "You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness." We speak more than we hear. We're fast to respond, fast. We're fast to retaliate, fast to answer back. You're too quick. Be quick to hear, be quick to listen, and be slow to speak. And what that means, being slow to speak, it means being calculated in your speech. Don't articulate until you calculate. Be calculated in your speech. I know exactly what I'm saying. I had time with this. I'm intentional with what I'm saying. And let your words begin to set the stage for your future. Let the words that you say begin to set the stage for your future. That's why the scripture said, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, let them be acceptable in thy sight, my strength and my redeemer." I'm ready to pray for you tonight. I'm ready to believe God for each of you tonight. I know my redeemer liveth. And in my flesh, that's what Job said, in my flesh, in my life, in my life, I shall see God. I've been hit hard, but I will recover. My God, I've been impacted, but I will recover. I will get up from here. I will stand again. I will overcome this. I will survive this. I will thrive again. In my flesh, I shall see God. All right, sisters and brothers, I am believing God for each of you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, my Father. My God, I felt an anointing right there. In my flesh, I shall see God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We've got a praise report that comes from Sister Benita Clark. She says, "After 35 years of city employment, I am now a retired probation officer." We bless the Lord for your victory and for your tenure and for your retirement. We bid you the speed of God as you enjoy your time of retirement. We're going to be praying for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests. We want to thank God for you and know that you are continuously on the altar. And I am praying for you and your situation. LaDonna Silvers, Jamal Rouse, Tamika Stubbs, Diane Harge, Justin Mack, Martin Merced, Patricia Prelo, Verna Simmons, Harriet Shelby, Nyasha Cooper, Janet Durbin, Chanel Kelly, Evangelist Kimberly Tate, Shirima Abdullah, Tatiana Brown, Jaquia Eburn, Darius Lockett, Johnny Stafford, Radonia Johnson, Michelle Tarua, Sandra Morris, Rochelle Maxwell, Celeste Johnson, Michelle Smith, Shanika Muniz, Mary Silvers, Shador Williams, Tanya Bryant, Patrice Taylor, Lorraine Williams, Shelley Watson. We are believing God for each of you have submitted, and we are trusting that the hand of the Lord will be upon you as you go forward. This is the time of God's release over his people. I want you to be encouraged. Say what is considered. Say what is intentional. Be careful of what you allow to come out of your mouth. Say it, and you will eat the fruit of what you're saying. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight. We thank you for giving us life. We thank you for giving us health. We thank you for giving us strength. Thank you for giving us grace. And then thank you for giving us gifts. The gifts of language, the gifts, ability. We thank you for ability tonight. Father, we take nothing that you have graced us to have for granted. We thank you because we have an ability to speak and to articulate. We have an ability to affirm, and you have commanded the heavens to respond to the words of men. You have commanded the earth to respond to the words of men. And Father, we don't want to take it for granted. We don't want to use those things loosely. We want to be cognizant. We want to be conscious. We want to be accountable, and we want to be responsible. Father, there are so many things that are transpiring in the lives of your people. Your people are going through a multitude of situations, circumstances, calamitous circumstances, and in events and operations, and so many things are pressing your people. But Father, tonight I am praying for a strength to come to the mindset and the emotional state of every individual that's under the sound of my voice, where it would be the agenda of the enemy to use our emotions, to use our mental spaces and statuses to shift what it is we say and to shift what it is we proclaim. But tonight we have made a newfound commitment to speak your word and to speak your will, to speak your agenda into the atmosphere, that the world around us will continue to align with the perfect will of God. Father, I thank you that our lives are not falling apart. Our lives are not in shambles. Our lives are not so far that it cannot be recovered, cannot be restored, cannot be rebuilt. I thank you that even now you are allowing us, oh God, the space, the bandwidth to think and to consider before we begin to release out of our mouths. You are giving us the wisdom likened unto what Solomon asked for. We are praying for your wisdom. You said in your word that if any of us were to lack wisdom, we could ask it of you, and you would give it to us liberally because you will not uphold it. I thank you that even now a wisdom would come to us, that what we say would be life changing, life altering. I thank you that the trajectory, the very projection of life will begin to shift as we begin to say, Father, give us again to walk even through our homes and to lay of hands and to speak the words prophetically over our households, not just over individuals, but even within rooms and even within atmospheres in the home. And then, Father, even those of us who will move in wisdom, even as we go about our day, walking up and down the streets. Father, I thank you for a spirit of prayer and intercession that will return with wisdom in the streets and on the street corners and the various modes of transit. I thank you that even now, God, those that will move again in wisdom, knowing how to speak words of life and words of expansion and increase in the places of their employment. I thank you that you are giving to us the know-how. You're giving to us the wherewithal. Every assignment assignment of hell, every attack of the enemy is to take us off of our behavior, to move us into erratic behavior, being irrational and being crass and being quick. But Father, you are doing something tremendous. You are changing and transforming us. You are showing us the way. You're showing us the truth. You're showing and revealing to us the light. Open up our eyes that we may see and discern the trick of the enemy. I speak over the language of the saints tonight, that the saints do not lose heart and do not lose patience and do not lose hope, but give them, oh God, what it is that they need to say in the moments they need to say it. We thank you that even the body must respond to what is coming out of our mouths. I thank you that there is a shift happening in behavior, a shift happening in health, a shift happening in finance, a shift happening in relationships. Because of what we're saying out of our mouth, our words will shape our world. We declare that the words we're speaking will be spirit and life. Father, you said in your word that out of the abundance of our heart, our mouths would begin to speak. Let our hearts align with you so that our words will align with your will. We declare that there'll be no more living in doom and gloom and destruction. We declare that by faith we shall live in the overflow and live in an increase and live in abundance. We decree and we declare it by the power of God that there is power, wonder-working power. You have given it to us. You have bestowed it upon us. You have allowed cloven tongues of fire to rest upon your people. We begin to speak the language of heaven. God, do something unusual in this hour. My God, where death and murderings and calamity is surrounding us, traumas and tumultuous situations are surrounding us. But God, shift our words that even would baffle humanity around us, that they are seeing your peace manifested, your joy manifested. My God, order manifested. Tested and wondering why, but it's because we're saying out of our mouth, we speak the word out of our mouth. We declare the word of the Lord out of our mouth. Oh God, continue to move, continue to show yourself mighty and strong. Release, 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 release the anointing of the Holy Ghost to be released over us, not just in church lingo, but in everyday conversation. Teach us what to say. Remove the words of darkness out of our mouth. Remove the words of sneering and slanderings out of our mouth. Remove the words of death and sabotage out of our mouth. Remove the words of suicide out of our mouth. Remove those words and then release to us the tongue of life. Release to us the tongue of glory. Let us speak until yokes are destroyed. Let us speak until burdens are lifted. Let us speak until healing manifests itself. Thank you. Thank you that the turnaround is in our mouth. Thank you. Thank you that victory is in our mouth. Thank you that prosperity is in our mouth. Thank you that promotion is in our mouth. Thank you that satisfaction is in our mouth. Thank you. Thank you for teaching us the sacredness of words. Thank you for this reminder. Thank you for opening up our heart and our mind to having an understanding. We give you glory tonight. Hey, we give you honor tonight. Hey, we give you praise tonight. My God, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Thine is the kingdom. Thine is the power. Thine is the glory, and it is so forever. We decree the word of the Lord. We proclaim the word of the Lord. We release the word of the Lord out of our mouth. The word that has been hidden in our hearts shall be released out of our mouth. We thank you. We give you glory. We speak life. We recommit ourselves in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen. Come on, sisters and brothers. Let's begin to lift up our voices everywhere. Let's begin to lift up our hands and our praises everywhere. Let a praise come out of your mouth. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You've spoken enough negativity. You have spoken enough doom and gloom. Now let a praise come out of your mouth. Let a praise go up before God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of God. Oh, we honor him. Him. Yes, 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 yes. We praise him. Wonderful Savior. My God, great Redeemer. Hallelujah, mighty God, you are. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you tonight. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. My God. Woo! I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Speak the word, sisters and brothers. Speak it. Release the word of the Lord out of your mouth. You don't have to be a prophet to be prophetic. And I need you to hear me tonight. You don't have to be a prophet in order to be prophetic. Words are sacred, words are prophetic. What you say is what you'll eat. What you say is what you'll see. What you say is what you will live. Be careful with what you allow to come out of your mouth. Even when others are saying the opposite, you say what you believe. You say what his word said. Glory to God. And watch God activate the heavens to back up your words. Now, you can't say evil. You can't say things wicked. You can't say things in retaliation and in revenge and expect heaven to move favorably for you. You got to monitor what you're saying. We'll get into it more next Monday, but I'm so excited about this opportunity to share with you the word of the Lord. And I trust that tonight has been memorable for you and that tonight has been an eye-opener for you, and that you are going to be mindful of what you allow to come out of your mouth. And listen, even when the wrong stuff come out of your mouth, be accountable to it and correct yourself. Go back and correct yourself. I shouldn't have said that. Nope, I'm not going to say that. Nope, that's not for me. Nope, I don't receive that. Nope, that's the wrong thing. Correct yourself. Hold yourself accountable to this, and before you know it, you're going to remove all negative talking, all evil spewings, all cursings. Come on now, all things that release curse. Glory to God. We're not talking, see, there's a difference between profanity and curses. We're not talking about profanity. Praise the name of the Lord. That's your own conviction. But what we're talking about is cursings. When you are releasing and attaching curses to your life and to the lives of others, you can't expect heaven to respond favorably to that. Speak the word of the Lord. If you put this into practice, before you know it, you're going to be a life machine. Every time you get around something dead, it's got to live. Praise God, because of what's coming out of your mouth. Remember, heaven is activated by the words of the believer. God bless you. The Lord keep you. Have a good night, everybody.